What's good, UCLA Radio listeners? My name is Julia Andrea Gomez, and I welcome you to episode one of my podcast series called Translation Ain't Easy, where I have a conversation with UCLA students whose classes do not translate easily online, such as dance students, theater students, and so on. Now, given that academic experiences have changed drastically due to the COVID-19 pandemic, it was not surprising to have it be quite a challenge to transition from in-person to online. And I even had friends mention to me that they felt alone because the struggles that they faced with their online performance seemed to be quite incomparable to those of others whose classes translate pretty fine online. So after having these types of conversations, I really wanted to just keep them going while using UCLA Radio's platform and efforts to give comfort to those who may think that they are alone in the midst of everything. So that's exactly what Translation Ain't Easy is all about. And as for episode one, I had the wonderful opportunity to talk with a beautiful artist, advocate, and activist, Brooke Noel. Now, Brooke and I actually met in Theater 123 in the fall of 2020, but virtually, of course, and that's exactly where I witnessed her artistry as a theater minor truly unravel. And she was extremely open to delving into her experience in regards to the whole transition of theater classes going from in-person to online, and for that, I am extremely grateful. Now, I do welcome you to relax and enjoy the conversation I had with Brooke for the first episode of Translation Ain't Easy. For starters, I would love to know about why you chose to become a theater minor in the first place.
Yeah, so I've done theater since I was, I mean, like, you do those, like, little kid productions where you're in preschool and you have your little, you know, you dance in your little Christmas dress or whatever.
Right.
But I think the first real, like, acting thing I ever did was kindergarten. I did little skits that we would announce, like, our book fairs at school. The idea of a theater bug is kind of a joke, but it's also very real. That, like, once you catch the theater bug, you can't. Oh, that's a bad metaphor for a pandemic. Anyway,
I got you. On the same wavelength. I got you.
Yeah, like once you have it, you can't shake it. No matter how hard you try to do other things, no matter how much you do academics or whatever it is that you do, you always come back to theater. And that was absolutely true for me. And so I did it all through elementary, and I did plays in junior high, and I did plays in high school, and I did comedic improv in high school, and I did choir, and then I came to college, and I was like, okay, now it's time to get an academic degree,
yeah.
Do something, and I just could not bring myself to not do theater. I could not do it, and so I took a theater 20 class my freshman year, and I met some absolutely wonderful people, and I couldn't let it go. I just absolutely could not, and so I did, you know, more productions, and I became a theater minor that spring. I love it. I think it's such a great way to stay engaged with your creative side, to find community and to find families, even if it's only for a 2-month rehearsal production, you know,
right.
Even how short it is, or even a class. Like, you'd be so surprised how much you can build a family in a class, even online, like in our
yes.
23 class.
That's exactly what happened. Now look at us. We're basically theater sisters, even though I'm not a theater major or minor at all.
To be, you know what I mean? You can get into theater with no theater experience whatsoever. Anybody can come, anybody can have fun, anyone can tell stories and just be themselves, even if they're someone else. So that's
very true.
Of why I did theater, because I couldn't.
Yeah. It definitely seems like a passion of yours, and I can definitely see you, like, with whatever you end up doing in your life, still having that on the side. Like you said, it's something that you cannot stop doing. Some people oftentimes don't really find that in their lives. They'll have their something that they love so much to do that they can't imagine not doing it. It's a blessing to have that as well. I love that. In your personal opinion, what is the greatest advantage to having theater classes in person?
Ooh. Okay, well, I think first, any class in person is just more enriching. You get to really experience the atmosphere and that space of learning. And it's a lot, at least for me anyways, easier to dial in and be in the class when I'm sitting around people and I can feel that uncomfortable chair behind my back and trying to struggle and balancing my notebook and my computer on that tiny little table. Whereas in my room, I get distracted. Oh, the garbage man is coming to get the garbage. I can hear my mom sneeze and I want to tell her bless you, but she can't hear me. There's so many more things to stimulate that I get distracted really easily. So being in person, there's that. And then also when you're doing a scene, you can feed off that energy. You know what I mean? Like if you're going through a scene where it requires like real emotional intimacy, and if my instinct is to say, I want to put my hand on their shoulder, I can't.
That's true.
I can touch the table. I can touch my own shoulder, but it's not the same. So I think you have to work that much harder to build a relationship with your scene partner when you're doing it virtually, because you can't You can't fake your way through that emotional connection.
100%.
Yeah, I think being in person allows you to have that relationship and that dynamic that being on Zoom is not impossible, but much harder.
Especially when you bring up scene partners. It's oftentimes you don't even know these people at all. Putting the online classes into the equation is just, it's incredible. So it's incredible just to see like the artistry that people can actually end up expressing. It's genuinely a beautiful thing. Going back to when UCLA let us know that the official transition was going to occur, having everything online, I'm sure we all had our fears and second guesses and such. So what would you say was your initial worry about having theater classes online specifically?
I don't know that I was worried about it. I don't know.
I love that.
I don't know. I think for personal reasons, I've had to adapt to a lot of different things and figure out new ways of tackling problems. And to me, going online for theater was nerve-wracking, but I was just like, this is going to be something new. You know what I mean? In theater, you deal with situations that arise all the time. Oh no, your costume ripped. We missed this lighting cue. Someone's sick and we have to sub them in. Like there's issues all the time. So to me, this was just something else to deal with. I was more so curious than concerned, I suppose.
This explains why you have such great successes, because you know how to adapt.
You have to. I mean, we live in such a wild world that there's things that are going to be thrown at you all the time, as big as COVID-19 and global recessions, and you know, as little as there's no cream cheese for my bagel, what am I going to do for breakfast? Like, you just need to learn to make those little choices. And I think humans are a lot more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. And especially in theater, you know, you have to adapt all the time. You have to figure out things all the time. You can't just stop the scene because your partner forgot a line. You have to move forward. It's not like, oh, wait, sorry, audience, you paid $20 for this ticket, but I'm going to start over. Thank you. Like, it doesn't work that way.
That's super dope. I'm really, really glad that you had that kind of experience for yourself, because I know a lot of people who were kind of just struggling and kind of just contemplating whether they were even going to take classes. Yeah. So it's really refreshing to hear your point of view on everything. Now that us UCLA students have a good couple of months with online classes under our belt, I wanted to ask you specifically, like, how your theater experience at UCLA has been impacted overall.
Again, like, the community thing was one thing that stood out to me. I think as a theater minor, I don't get the same experiences that a theater major does. Mm-hmm. I don't get that same cohort, so I have to work a little bit harder to make friends.
Right.
Into that classroom space, and people already know each other. And I don't usually get that. I mean, sometimes I know one or two folks, but not often. But I think the other thing that I had the really unique experience of is pre-COVID, I took a stunt fighting and martial arts class in person. And then, look at you, what don't you do? But then that first quarter, that spring quarter of 2020, when we did that first transition, I took another stunt fighting class with the same professor. And so I had the really unique experience of comparing those two classes that were teaching similar things. I mean, we were doing slightly different stunts and different practices, but it was a challenge. And I expressed that to the professor. I was like, I feel like I'm struggling because I don't have a partner to work with. I feel like I'm missing out on the same energy. You know, when you're all working out and you're in that 2-minute mark of jumping jacks and you're like, I'm tired. I'm doing that in my second story of the apartment complex. I'm feeling really bad about the little kids below who I know are doing online classes right now. So I think it's different. It really is. But I don't know. Again, it's just different. It's not better. Mm-hmm. It's not worse. It is hard, but it's a different kind of hard than pre-COVID was. But I think you can still make something, I think you talked about, you can still make beautiful artwork out of it. Like that theater 123 class, there were scenes that almost moved me to tears at certain points. And I was so in awe. I was like, how are you doing this through a screen? That's incredible.
Right?
you can still make art. It's harder and it's more challenging and there's more planning and it's definitely more taxing at certain points, but you can still do it. You can definitely do it.
It's kind of crazy because sometimes the art that you create over Zoom might kind of be better than the art that you would have created in person. So, but
yeah.
You never know. I mean, it's so sometimes there's some lights at the end of the tunnel when it comes to these situations that we're living in, for sure.
Well, I was gonna say rehearsals are easier too. You know what I mean? You work three jobs and you don't want to bug your roommates and say, hey, can my scene partner come over at midnight to work on this? Like, you feel like terrible for asking that, but I'm in my own bedroom that I don't share with anybody. So I can say, you want to meet at 7 a.m., you want to meet at 11 p.m., we can work it out. There's a lot more flexibility too, which I think is
100%.
easier to achieve over Zoom than it would have been in person.
So yeah.
There's ups and downs for sure.
And you bring up a good point about time. Mm-hmm. You really could just do it at whatever time because there's so much more time on our hands that we have to adjust to. So with everything about theater classes, is there anything that you learned in regards to theater that you would not have been able to learn if it weren't for the entire transition to online classes?
That's a good question. Wow. I think I had a moment in that Theater 123 class where
our
professor asked me to tap into something that I was not prepared to do in front of the whole class. Because mm-hmm. I should backtrack. I had emailed the professor privately asking to meet in office hours to talk about the monologue. And then they came to the class and said, Brooke wants to do this. And I
was overwhelmed.
But I didn't have time to think about being stressed. I just had to do it. And the professor really pushed me in that moment to think more critically and to really, really act. And that sounds cheesy, but to really get out of my own head, which is something I've always struggled with, even when I'm not acting, just being a normal person, I struggle mm-hmm. to get out of my own head. And I don't know that I would have been able to do that in class. I think I would have been a little bit overwhelmed by the 20 sets of eyes watching me. And
oh yeah, in person.
Whereas if I'm on screen, I can, you know, look away from the computer and look at my wall and just get into it.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think I had, you know, a few moments of breakthrough that I may not have had if we were in person.
Our professor was definitely a blessing. She made everybody get out of their shell, out of their comfort zone. And that's definitely what was needed.
Yeah, I wanted to get out of my shell for her. It wasn't like I have to do this for the A. She made me want to be a better actor, which is not something that a lot of professors can do, even in non-theater classes. I have nothing but respect for that professor, even though I was totally scared out of my mind at that moment and not prepared to be in front of everybody. I think ultimately she knew what she was doing when she
She definitely prioritized our growth, so.
Absolutely.
That's dope. Thank you so much for sharing that personal experience. I appreciate that. And as for the last question that I have for you, I wanted to have you kind of just give a piece of advice to students with a theater focus specifically who are like about to begin their online experience.
I think really just learning to listen to your body more. If you feel like you need to get up and turn your video off and do some jumping jacks or, you know, do something, do that. If you are just exhausted after a scene from giving all you can and feeling like you're not getting a ton in return, let yourself take that break. I think listening to your body and listening to what your body's asking you to do, it's really easy to fall into, you know, a depression or deal with anxiety, especially being in the household, that you can feel so trapped.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak from a relatively privileged perspective in that it's just me and my mom in our apartment. I know so many folks who have, you know, multi-generational households or people who are sick in their space, and that I can't even imagine how stressful that must be. And to do that with classes and work, and that's so overwhelming. So I think any moment you can take to breathe or to enjoy the rain, as it was raining today, any moment you can take to be kind to your body, you absolutely should. And especially as actors, it's so important to be in touch with what your body is doing, to take that deep breath and recognize, am I carrying stress? And if so, where am I carrying it? And to let it go, you don't need it. I think there's moments, you know, our brain protects us and I need stress to get out of a stressful situation, but then I can let it go. So yeah, I think just be kind to yourself and listen to what you need and give your body what you need.
Oh, you are amazing, Brooke. I truly think, considering like all the insight that you have provided us and the listeners, I think it's extremely safe to say that people are going to have a newfound respect for those whose classes don't translate perfectly online. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me while giving those people who can relate to you a peace of mind. And I wish you the best on your theater journey.
Thank you so much. It was so great to meet you. I'm so glad. I feel so honored that you picked me.
Oh, you're amazing. And as for everybody listening, I appreciate you and may blessings come your way today and always. Take care, y'all.